9. The sun burned down on the dhow where it lay at anchor off the island of the dogs, yet a steady breeze came down the narrow waterway between the mangroves and plucked at the furled sail on the boom. With a rope sling under his armpits, they lifted Flynn from the canoe and swung him, legs dangling, over the bulwark. Sebastian was ready to receive him and lowered him gently to the deck.
"Get that goddamn sail up and let's get the hell off the river," gasped Flynn.
"I must tend to your leg.
That can wait. We've got to get out into the open sea. The Germans have got a steam launch. They'll be looking for us. We can expect them to drop in on us at any minute."
"They can't touch us. We're under the protection of the flag," Sebastian protested.
"Listen, you stupid bloody limey." Flynn's voice was a squawk of pain and impatience. "That murdering Hun will give us a rope dance with or without the flag. Don't argue. Get that sail up."
And they laid him on a blanket in the shadow of the high poop before Sebastian hurried forward to release the Arab crew from the hold. They came up shiny with sweat and blinking in the dazzle of the sun. It took perhaps 15 seconds for Mohammed to explain to them the urgency of the situation, and this invoked a few seconds of paralyzed horror before they scattered to their stations. 4 of them were hauling ineffectively at the anchor rope, but the great lump of coral was buried in the gluey mud of the bottom. Sebastian pushed them aside impatiently and with one knife stroke severed the rope. The crew, with the enthusiastic assistance of Flynn's bearers and gunboys, ran up the faded and patched old sail. The wind caught it and bellied it. The deck canted slightly, and 2 Arabs ran back to the tiller. From under the bows came the faint giggle of water, and from the stern spread a wide, oily wake. With a cluster of the Arabs and bearers calling directions in the bows to the steersman at the rudder, the ancient dhow pointed downstream and ambled towards the sea. When Sebastian went back to Flynn, he found old Mohammed squatting anxiously beside him and watching as Flynn drank from the square bottle. Already a quarter of its contents had disappeared. Flynn lowered the gin bottle and breathed heavily through his mouth.
"Tastes like honey," he gasped.
"Let's look at that leg."
Sebastian stooped over Flynn's naked, mud-besmeared body.
"My God, what a mess.
Mohammed, get a basin of water and try and find some clean cloth."